This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Thursday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. September corn, 362 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. December corn, 369, up 1.5. March corn, 381 and 3/4, up 1 3/4. September soybeans, 1136 and a quarter, up 16.5. November soybeans, 1038 and a quarter, up 1/4. January soybeans, 1045 and a quarter, down 0.5. September wheat, 546 and a quarter, up 6 3/4. December wheat, 555.5, up 5.5. March wheat, 572 and a quarter, up 3.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. And first of all, the Illinois country grain prices, they ended mostly higher on Thursday afternoon. Good demand for old crop soybeans helped to lift soybean values on Thursday. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 5 cents stronger at 352 to 377, while soybean bids were mostly steady to 13 cents higher at 1189 to 1292. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 2 cents at 351 to 380, while soybean bids were steady to as much as 20 cents higher at 1198 to 1323. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 3 to 5 cents at 358 to 372. Soybean bids were mixed at 1156 to 1224, and the wheat bids 6 cents stronger at 452 to 506. Illinois soybean processor cash soybeans were up 20 to 30 cents at 1288 to 1358. Basis ended 20 to 30 cents stronger, ranging from 250 to 320 over November. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 513.80 to 553.80, which was up $22.20, up to $36.20 higher, with basis up $11 to $25 per ton, range from 100 to 140 over September. Illinois corn processor cash corn bid steadied at 3 cents higher at 387 to 402, with basis steady to 3 cents lower, range from 25 to 40 over September. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 372 to 390, with basis steady to 10 cents lower, range from 10 to 28 over September. Soybeans ended steady to 10 cents stronger at 1068 to 1288, with basis steady to 10 cents stronger, range from 30 to 250 over November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 5 to 6 cents stronger at 387 to 397. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 10 cents with quotations at 1178 to 1249. Soft red winter wheat up 6 to 7 cents at 498 to 501. And the Milo ended 1 cent higher at 369 to 419. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 331 up to 339. New crop soybean bids range from 988 up to 10 1/4. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 328 up to 341. New crop soybeans 992 up to 1018. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 334 up to 349, with the new crop soybean bids ranging from 1005 up to 1026. That completes our country grain report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Thursday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. August live cattle, 149.65, up 40 cents. October live cattle, 145.55, up 15 cents. December live cattle, 148.60, up 15 cents. August feeder cattle, 215.20, up 25 cents. September feeder cattle, 209.42, down $1.82. October feeder cattle, 208.60, down $1.77. October lean hogs, 93.62, up $1.12. December lean hogs, 87.55, up $1.12. February lean hogs, 86.45, up $1.05. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, bringing you Thursday, the 21st afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 84 cents lower in the range of 87 to 97, with the weighted average carcass price of $96.27. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 lower, with moderate demand for moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 68 to 73, 4 to 5 weights 72 to 76, 5 to 6 weights 73 to 79, and 6 weights and up 77 to 80. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country brine points were trading $2 to $4 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $64 to $70. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 11,633 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 563 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 153 to 162. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 143 to 147.50. Choice slaughter heifers were 153 to 158.50. Onto the slaughter cows, they had boners were $100 to $110, with some high dressing at $116 to $118. Leans were $91 to $106, with the high dressing $110 to $116. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds were $130 to $137.50, and 1,500 pounds and up were $132.50 to $136. Onto some feeder cattle. They had some medium and large feeder steers, 5 weights, bringing 213 to 235. Feeders, large Holstein steers, were bringing $162 to $200 for 4 weights. And medium and large feeder heifers, 4 weights were $201 to $239, and 5 weights were $200 to $217. Now on to the opening report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 470 head. Choice slaughter steers, 151.50 to 156. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 137.50 to 144.50. And choice slaughter heifers, 150.50 to 155.25. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 151 to 155, and on a dress basis, 240 to 242. Heifers on a live basis were 151.50 to 153, and on a dress basis, traded at 242. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 180 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 108.02. And that was 77 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $250.46, that was $1.09 lower, with select carcasses at $240.82, that was $225 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 112,000, that compared to 111,000 last week, and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 406,000, that compared to 406,000 last week and 425,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. August corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.85. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $3.47. August corn delivered to Scottville, $3.76. September corn delivered to Scottville, $3.47. August beans delivered to Greenfield, $12.17. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $10.22. August beans delivered to Scottville, $12.06. September beans delivered to Scottville, $10.22, and August wheat delivered to Scottville, $4.65. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $3.85, corn at Scottville is $3.76, Beans at Greenfield are $12.17, beans at Scottville are $12.06, and wheat at Scottville is $4.65. That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you on this Friday morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit, Illinois. 6:21 on this Friday morning, color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
There's a difference between field experts and experts in the field. At M&M Service, we're experts in the field. Our crop specialists are driven to maximize every acre and bring the latest agronomic technologies and innovations to your farm. Whether recommending the appropriate hybrid or variety, nutrient management for optimum growth, or advice on disease and pest management, our crop specialists are always focused on pointing your operations forward. So the only thing you'll be asking M&M Service is what's next. M&M Service Company, bringing you what's next.
Across mid-Illinois for today, partly cloudy skies, humid, high temperatures in the low 90s, and light southwest winds. For tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the mid-70s. For tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies and humid, high temperatures in the mid-90s. Your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, clear skies, low temperatures in the low 70s, high temperatures in the mid-90s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is rising, partly cloudy skies, 74 degrees on this Friday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
Hi, this is Kyle Bishop from Bishop Motors. The Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the 2014 Ram 1500, has low financing with great rebates, and we have a nice selection to choose from. We also have one remaining 13 Dodge Avenger loaded, and we're selling below invoice. And the all-new Chrysler Town & Country and Dodge Grand Caravan have 0% for 72 months and a $1,000 rebate. Right here at Bishop Motors, where your word and handshake makes the best deals.
Feed has been tagged as a likely culprit in transmitting porcine epidemic diarrhea virus that has killed about 8 million piglets in 30 states. Now that this possible transmitting source has been identified, a National Pork Board official says the virus sources must be found. Pork Board Science and Technology Chief Paul Sundberg says a recent Minnesota PEDV study points to pig feed as a vector, but not how the virus gets into the feed. Sundberg says corn and soybeans are exposed to processing facilities in the Midwest, but there are other possible virus sources.
We're getting vitamins and we're getting minerals from overseas. Much of that comes from Asia, and much of that is imported over the ocean. So it spends time on boats, it spends time at the docks, it spends time in transport. And so the question becomes, what does that time by temperature, by humidity factor have effect on PED or other viruses?
But Sundberg says early research shows PEDV would not likely survive long trips from Asia, even while it started in China.
That doesn't mean that it came from China. There are other countries that are infected with this same virus. Primarily, they are the Pacific Rim countries, the U.S., Canada, Japan, Korea, Taiwan, and then come over to Peru, to Colombia, Chile, and Mexico.
Sundberg says USDA is calling a meeting of those and others in Chicago in late September to see if they have any clue on how PEDV is introduced into feed. The Pork Board is working with other groups here to better understand introduction and transmissibility.
We're looking at processing and how feed is processed to understand if the processing, for example, the pelleting of the feeds, is sufficient to make sure that the virus is inactivated.
The other focus is the immunity of the herd once exposed and how to enhance it. Sundberg says the Pork Board is coordinating with USDA on vaccine research and sow immunity. Efforts are also underway with Canada, but Sundberg says time is key.
We can't waste any time, and we can't waste any effort. We can't waste any money. We all have to be coordinated so we understand that what everybody's doing, and we don't reinvent wheels that have already been shaped and are already on the road.
Sundberg says PEDV is a coronavirus and that experience with a related virus shows that as weather cools, humidity ramps up, and barn doors shut, there will again be an increased risk of infection. USDA tallies the soybean harvest this season of more than 3.8 billion bushels. The national average yield will push 45.4 bushels to the acre. It could be a record setter, says University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good.
That would exceed the 2009 record by 1.4 bushels. And I think that's pretty consistent with market expectations, pretty consistent with the weather pattern we've had this year, and pretty consistent with current crop condition ratings.
But for the moment, the uncertainty with the soybean market settles on the number of acres sown to the crop. Preliminary numbers released by the Farm Service Agency suggest soybean acreage in the U.S. has been overestimated. Again, these are early numbers with more to be learned in September and October. Daryl Good cautions that the numbers are a guidepost, but a weak one at best because farmers are still certifying planted acres.
And what we've seen is that both the prevented acreage numbers and the planted acreage numbers that farmers certify tend to get bigger as you go from August forward, and the magnitude of that change has not been consistent from year to year. So I don't think we can read a lot into it.
Daryl Good has his own opinion of the market. The expected carryout next fall is 430 million bushels. That's a big number, and the price of soybeans remains pretty strong enough to sell.
In my opinion, I think that is the correct way to go. I think soybeans are still a bit overpriced. The ratio relative to corn is still over 3, which is historically high. I think there's room for spot soybean prices to come down. Similarly, I think the market got way too bearish on corn with the big production estimates. I think they've not yet come around to seeing the big increase in consumption that we might have. And I think the market is still undervalued on corn. And until that changes, I would still want to be an owner of anything that hasn't been previously priced.
Again, that was University of Illinois ag economist Daryl Good. The Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour is currently underway. The results were released for Illinois. For corn in Illinois, the estimated yield average is 196.96 bushels per acre. Compared to the 3-year average of 149.36 bushels per acre. For soybeans, the Illinois average pod count in a 3x3 square is about 1,299 compared to the 3-year average of about 1,085. To see some of these results for yourself, you can visit AgWeb or Google the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour. With the expected large crop this year, I spoke with Don Schaefer of the Midwest Truckers Association about storage issues and other things for farmers to watch out for as harvest approaches.
Well, you know, all the ag economists are saying the same thing. They don't see, you know, you're talking 14 billion bushels coming in. Is that a glut? It's going to be a glut. You know, the feedlots aren't, you know, using much more. Ethanol producers are pretty level, so they aren't having an increased demand. Food processors are probably pretty much the same way. So there's, you know, demand hasn't increased with the bigger crop. So that driven that price down. So a lot of people are, you know, saying, well, I'm going to be selling grain at a loss, and what am I going to do with it? Sit on it, or am I going to sell it quick, or what? So it's just a big gamble right now. It's a big unknown, and a lot of people are sitting there saying, I've never seen a crop like this before, but I've also never seen a situation where, you know, I may have a hard time getting rid of it.
And you brought up a good point. This was a year where we really could have used a lot of livestock to help consume this crop, and we just don't have that.
Well, we don't. And the problem is that the feedlots where a lot of the grain is sent down to, especially down south and southeast, it just, you know, everyone's culled their herds, and it's really kind of backed off on that. You know, so people are coming back saying, well, that means transportation, you know, that, you know, just means that it's going to keep the cost down. Well, the consumer may not see it. I don't know, you know, but the big strategy right now is I think everyone's saying the same thing, you know, get it in and then figure out what to do with it.
All right. Well, Don, anything else you want to add to that? Any advice to the farmers out there on what to do when they're facing these storage problems?
Well, we got a couple things, really, that, you know, people are going to have to watch real carefully this fall. I mean, it looks like it's going to be a little bit later harvest. You know, we haven't had We've had a lot of rain. We got a lot of soft roadbeds to start off with. Be considerate of that. Make sure that you're watching the roadway which you're on, especially those oil and chip ones. If it's mushy out there, then you know what it's going to be like underneath. So, you know, watch that real carefully. Number two, looks like harvest is going to be late just because we don't have any dry down or anything. And that means that because it's going to be probably later harvest, it also means daylight will be getting shorter and shorter. And we'll be seeing a lot of people out there in the dusk and the dawn and things like that to be, you know, real careful to watch what you see out there and to be cognizant of the fact that going to be combines, there's going to be trucks out there, and there's going to be just a lot of traffic all over the place. And then also, if you're driving on the highways, you know, there's going to be a lot of equipment on the highways. So, you know, watch for that slow-moving emblem, you know, the slow-moving vehicle emblem, and watch for the flashing lights because, you know, we just don't, a lot of safety issues out there that we want to, you know, really stress this time of the year. You know, we're getting down near the end of, not getting down near the end, but we're seeing a lot of construction starting to wrap up, and so people are, you know, get a little bit more comfortable being on roads. But just be careful for all the farm equipment that's going to be out there.
Exactly. We say this every single year, but it's always important because we always want a safe harvest season.
Well, especially, you know, with everyone's pushing safety. I mean, that's the number one thing. State of Illinois is pushing very hard safety programs that involves motorists, not just trucks, but cars, you know, anybody on the road. Please don't be texting while you're driving. You know, those slow-moving equipment, you know, comes up real quick when you're on the highway. If you're coming over a rise in the road, be careful there too, because that equipment's going to be there, and it may be too late for you if you're sitting there texting and driving or doing something else in the car. So be careful.
Again, that was Don Schaefer with the Midwest Truckers Association. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.